This is the Composer's Datebook for July 26th. I'm John Burge. On today's date, in 1882, the eminent German conductor Hermann Levy led the first performance of Richard Wagner's new opera, Parsifal, a work that would also turn out to be his last, as Wagner would die the following year. No other Wagner opera would arouse the same level of controversy as Parsifal. Some thought it a blasphemous parody of the Catholic Mass. Others, like the anti-religious Friedrich Nietzsche, saw it as a sanctimonious sellout. Wagner helped fuel the controversy by calling the work a sacred stage festival play. Despite the notorious anti-Semitism of Wagner and his circle, the bulk of those Bayreuth performances, like the very first, would be conducted by Hermann Levy, who was Jewish. Levy wrote this to his father about an unusual occurrence that took place during the final performance of the first run of Parsifal. Just before the final scene, Wagner appeared in the orchestra pit. He twisted and turned his way up to my desk, took the baton from my hand, and conducted the performance to the end. I remained at his side because I was afraid he might slip up. But my fears were quite groundless. His conducting was so assured that he might have been nothing but a Kapellmeister all his life. At the end, the audience burst into applause which defies all description. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in conjunction with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.